Crowd protests Trump address outside White House, fake crisis, no wall. By Joshua Kaplan on January 8, 2019. Protesters gathered outside the White House ahead of President Donald Trump's Oval Office address on border security Tuesday evening, holding signs spelling out fake crisis and no wall. Various photos and videos of the protest, led by Kristen Mink, the mother who garnered headlines for confronting then-EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt, were shared on social media prior to the president's remarks. According to top reporter Alejandro Alvarez, roughly 50 people attended the demonstration. A spontaneous chant calling for President Trump to be jailed reportedly broke out during the gathering. Other signs read "Little Adam Schiff has a green big subpoena and Trump is a dictator." At one point, protesters began chanting "Hands to small. Can't build the wall," a reference to a joke about President Trump's supposedly smaller than average hand size. The protest came together after Mink suggested furloughed government workers should gather outside the White House to protest the president's address. Tons of TV cams will be at the WH tonight to air Trump's factless fear-mongering, Mink tweeted earlier Tuesday. Furloughed federal government workers should meet them there. A huge protest of unpaid government workers at the White House would overshadow Trump's rant and actually reflect reality. Mink told the Washingtonian that Kremlin Annex, an anti-Trump protest that has taken place for 177 days outside the White House, and attracted Hollywood stars such as Rosie O'Donnell, will lend furloughed workers their microphones and other equipment to protest. People are worried about losing their homes, their cars, their medications. It's urgent, Mink told news outlet. Those are the voices that need to be uplifted. If the press won't do it on their own, we'll make them pay attention.